Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. So it is a clear message for us as human beings to obey our Creator. Artificial thing is going to go. Reality is going to stay. So. You cannot destroy what is ever living. What is, you cannot make something that Allah wants it to be always there. You cannot destroy it. This whole universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing it down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to leave that firmament that we are seeing as it is. Everything is breaking into pieces. As Allah said, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ, when the firmament is going to split, to fall down. Means what you are on its living today, tomorrow is not there.
Inshallah.
It's like this cup, this plastic cup, and this big pitcher. Which one you throw?
No, the cup.
You throw this, the plastic, the pitcher that has the water, you don't throw it.
No.
It's going to stay, because it is the important. It's more important than the plastic cup. So everything is going to go, as Allah said, from the universe that you are seeing. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and the stars are going to scatter, going to completely to go. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, oceans are going to explode. So what will be left? All this going. What is left? وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, and the graves are going to be brought upside down. Why? To bring that plastic cup that one day was present for judgment.
Allah.
Everything going and Allah bringing you. Say, come here.
Subhanallah.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are to Allah, and to there we are going to back from where we originated, from the ocean of Bahrul Qudra. That never goes. That always there. It's Allah's, one of His attributes, that Allah created the creation from it.
Subhanallah. Allah.
that place, Bahrul Qudra, wherever you are seeing, coming from there. From one attribute. And not from that one attribute alone, it's coming from Allah created first. What He created is the light of Sayyidina Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. As Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah said in the hadith, a famous hadith. From that light, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it to turn into that ocean, it was always in continuous
circulation
turning. From that light, as Prophet mentioned in the hadith, I'm not going to quote the whole hadith, I will take the last part of it. He said, one fourth of that light, Allah created creation. Means we are going back to that ocean. When someone dies, that plastic cup is that body thrown. Where is thrown? In the grave. No importance. It's not. What is important is that soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes. When that soul comes to the womb of the mother, no one knows at what time. Every child changes. Every different child is different. And when it goes, no one knows.
Subhanallah. Allah knows. Subhanallah.
You know when the body comes. When that mother knows when she's pregnant. She will be informed. But she doesn't know when the soul comes. You know when someone died. You see in that, but you don't know when the soul went out. It's in Allah's hand.
Subhanallah.
So if that is the case, why we are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where you are going to run? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. When a human being is going to run away for his safety in the judgment day, he's running away from his father, his mother, his wife, his children, from his tribe, from everyone. Where he wants to run? It's caught. Means he is running, saying, Ya Rabbi, I don't mind, you take them to her fire, take them, let me be saved. There will be no one there. There will be no one there to take the responsibility. You don't want to take responsibility of your son or your daughter. You don't want to take the responsibility of your wife, or your father, or your mother. You cannot carry that burden, it's heavy, you want to save yourself, to run out with your life. The only one that takes responsibility.
Subhanallah.
Even he will take responsibility if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the permission, and Allah will grant him the permission for sure. He might take everyone out of hellfire. It's in his hand. Allah give him that authority. You think Allah, when he wants to give something, he will give it up to his generosity. He doesn't give like we give. Here, if someone asks something, we are trembling. You check people sometimes, make for them tests in their hearts. You see them how they are 1 foot in front, 1 foot in back. They don't want to to do it. They're afraid. Allah doesn't, is not like a human being. When He gives from His karam, from His generosity, He gives the highest. When He gives His sincere servant, His perfect servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authority for intercession in the judgment day for shafa'a, what do you think Sayyidina Muhammad is going to do? Will leave anyone there? Of course. Because Allah will give him up to his generosity. He mentioned the ayah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And Allah is going to give you until you will be happy. You will be satisfied. What do you think Prophet will be satisfied with what? To have a bigger heaven for himself, paradise? Or to have a bigger river or a bigger land? Prophet, when he was born, he was saying, Ummati, Ummati. He came into Sajda. When his mother delivered him, she didn't feel any pain. And there were two ladies with her. Asiya, wife of Fir'aun, and Maryam binti Amran. Allah sent them from Barzakh to be at her help when she delivered the master of universe. When he came out, immediately Prophet went into Sajda. If Sayyidina Isa فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, when they are questioning her about who is that child, how you are coming, she pointed at him. He said, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ.
Allah.
He spoke at birth. At birth.
Allah.
أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ. He gave me the book. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. If that for Sayyidina Isa, Allah gave him that. Is it big to give Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that?
SubhanAllah.
How they see this is so much big? They can't understand it for Sayyidina Isa, they cannot understand it for Sayyidina Muhammad coming out of the womb of his mother speaking?
Allah.
But we have mahzuleen, yuhzal insan. We have scholars that they are putting themselves down. They by themselves, those who are on authority on Muslims today, especially in this country, they are not understanding the reality of Islam, and they have to stand on haq, on right, but they play on the we say in Arabic, on defense, two sides. When Maulid al-Nabi comes, they say, Sira to al-Nabi. I say, Sira, for what you are afraid?
Subhanallah.
Maulid is Maulid. I'm doing Maulid, I'm proud of it. They go and they make conferences and they call it Sira to al-Nabi. This is nifaq, this is not accepted from them. Anyone going to say Sira to al-Nabi when it is Maulid al-Nabi, that is nifaq. That is not accepted. Let them sit at home better. And not to deal the to represent Muslims. They are not representative of Islam. They are representative of Shaitan. Munafiqun. Hypocrites. If Sayyidina Isa speaks at his birth, Sayyidina Muhammad cannot speak before his birth.
Allah.
Not at his birth, before he will speak.
Allah.
If Allah gave that to Sayyidina Isa, He gave that to Sayyidina Muhammad, must be higher, must be before birth even.
SubhanAllah.
If Sayyidina Isa can make someone alive, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not make one, but can make whole humanity alive.
SubhanAllah.
This is, must be our aqidah.
SubhanAllah.
Or else how we are going to say we are Muslims and we are proud of our Prophet. When we humiliate our Prophet, we are humiliating our Ummah completely. And that's why these Wahhabis are humiliating the Prophet, humiliating the Ummah. That's why we are seeing these problems coming in this country. In the Middle East countries.
Yes.
And we say why we are down. That's why they don't like me to speak. They boycott. No problem. We are the center of Haq.
Allah.
We are not afraid.
Inshallah.
If they are in their hands our sustenance, still we are not afraid from them. Our sustenance, Allah gave it to our Prophet
sallallahu.
His name is Abu al-Qasim. Means the one who divide the sustenance on humanity. No one can be named by that name except Sayyidina Muhammad
sallallahu.
So for what we afraid from whom? From these shaitans who are carrying leaders of the masajid? Wait, you are going to see how they are going to fall one after one. Anyone who hate Prophet
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
and who play on the fence, calling Maulid Sirah, although Sirah is important, we are not saying no, but don't be hypocrite. Say Maulid is Maulid, Sirah is Sirah.
Suham.
Even if you do Maulid for Prophet every day and the year, it is a Maulid. It's not a Sirah. Allah made for him a Maulid every day, every moment, every second. When he sent to him Asiya and Maryam, Allah sending means sending those who are most pure women to deliver his mother. Not only sending that as a human being, but he sent Jibreel alayhi salam, he sent Mikael alayhi salam, he sent Israel alayhi salam, he sent Israfil alayhi salam, he sent the angels of heavens for his birth.
Allah.
And we are shy from doing birthday for Prophet sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
That one that Allah gave authority.
Allah.
That from his light, he says, Allah created from one fourth of my light. Allah created that what you are seeing. So all this one day is going to go. Allah is taking it back.
Allah.
What he's doing, he's bringing back what is in the graves. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. When the graves are going to be upside down. Bu'thirat in Arabic, not only upside down, but you are like the chicken are scratching, everything comes out.
Okay.
There is, says that if you take your hand and put on earth, whatever comes on your hand is a remainder of a human being. From that dirt. You are touching a human being. And I explained that many times, but scientists, and I will mention it this time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the whole body of a human being will annihilate, yafna,
vanish.
Vanish, except ushbud zanab. The coccyx.
Coccyx.
Of human being. It is the smallest part of the end of the column, vertebral column. The
spine.
It goes to the end of the bottom. That small bone, he said, it will not vanish. It will be living.
Subhanallah.
How it will be living. So, scientists, they read that hadith. Okay, now we have to check it, to prove. So they went to Western, I'm putting a book on signs of scientific Islam and time. What's we call it? Islam and end times, scientific perspective. It is the hadith of the Prophet and the verses of Quran scientific to mention about the last days. They took that, they said that hadith gives something because these are Muslim scientists. So they went to their friend, the non-Muslims. They said, look, we don't want to do the experiment. We want you to do the experiment. Because the Muslim scientist is not of that technology of the Western scientists. So they took a coccyx of many dead people. They took it and they put it under very high pressure to crush it completely. And they crush it into powder with very high pressure that it's impossible anymore that anything will be living. And they checked this powder and they say they found still living
things in the
not dead anymore. They took it, now they took another of different human being, Muslim and non-Muslim, and they burn it, cremated, under very high temperatures, until it is completely burned, ashes. They took these ashes and they experimented. They found still that is the that sense. That's why he said, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْفَ. The grave are going to be scratched and bring upside down. They're bringing that
scrambled
that coccyx to bring it out.
Subhanallah.
Not dying. That how Prophet knew that?
Allah. Subhanallah.
One day in the masjid, he stood up between the Sahaba and he said in the hadith that Prophet stood between us and he said he told that Allah showed me
Allah
the earth from east to west.
Subhanallah.
And he told them what's going to happen from that moment he stood up till judgment day.
Wow. Subhanallah.
Everything. We quoted some hadith today in the Jummah. Where is Sayyidina Isa? Where is Sayyidina Musa? Aina Isa? Aina Musa? Aina Nuh? Anta ya Siddiqu Asi, tub ila al-Mawla al-Jalil. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He used to recite always and cry. Until one day he disappeared.
Allah.
They were looking at him, they didn't find him.
Allah, Allah.
He was crying, he was saying, Aina Isa, Aina Isa, Aina Musa, Aina Nuh, Anta ya Siddiq Asi, Tub ila al-Mawla al-Jalil. Where is Isa? Where is Musa? Where is Nuh? You, Siddiq, he's speaking to himself,
Allah,
is a sinner. Repent to Allah.
Allah.
That was his continuous recitation. Crying.
Allah.
The Prophet ﷺ, looking after him, he didn't see him. They were asking, where is Abu Bakr? They know one found. Then Prophet went to Kaaba and he heard Sayyidina Abu Siddiq inside the Kaaba. He entered and he saw him cry. And he sat behind him and he said, "Ya Abu, why you are crying? Allah named you
As-Siddiq." Allah. Subhanallah. Allah.
Allah named you as my friend Sahib Fulghar, who is me, the companion in the cave. Why you are crying? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the huge Khalifa of Sayyidina Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Why you are crying? You are my friend. You are my companion in the migration to Medina. Why Allah gave you all that? You are going to be that person. And now you are crying for what? He said, "Ya Rasul, what you are saying is correct. Allah called me Siddiq. But if Allah wants, in judgment day,
Allah,
send me to hellfire, who can stop it?
No. Allah.
Also, I have to keep crying and repenting to Allah.
Subhanallah.
Then Prophet sat with him and both were crying.
Allah
said to Prophet, say, "Ya Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah sending his salam to you and say, stop it. Not necessary. Both of you are in paradise." And Allah gave the 10 al-ashr al-mubashir, the 10 that Allah gave them good tidings, by Prophet
sallallahu.
Do we have such thing? Do we have a letter say that we are not going to go to hellfire?
Allah.
If we don't have that, why then we are trying to do every kind of problems and making to yourself and to your community in this country and overseas?
Allah.
And controlling everything, making everything crazy in the masajid.
Allah.
What's the purpose? Go look for your akhirah. It's better to go and open this masajid, let people go and cry inside.
Allah.
This dunya is ending. Allah bringing our body back and bringing our soul, that soul never disappear. Allah bringing, and if we were good in dunya and follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be saved. If not, then cry. Anyone can laugh now? If you think yourself you are going to be in paradise with your amal, then go and laugh, entertain yourself. If you think no, there is a question mark, then sit in your corner and cry.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah.
Allah. Do you know my awliya, they cry also?
Allah.
Not only they cry because they are asking repentance, they are crying feeling shyness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
How much people are running away from Allah and how much Allah is sending His mercy on us.
Subhanallah.
They are feeling shy from that generosity of their Lord.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Sending His mercy over humanity. Subhanallah. It's enough for us mercy, Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً
لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
We send you mercy to humanity. It's enough for all humanity. He said the alameen to everything. May Allah forgive us. Too long. May Allah guide us to the right
path. Jazakallah. Amin.
بحرمه الحبيب بحرمه. أشهد أن لا
إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله